WLS News. The Lyle Dean Report.
Traffic on Madison at Western is jammed this evening because of a fire at 33 Northwestern in a plastics factory. A group of 16 voters led by 27th Ward Alderman Eugene Ray filed and then withdrew a class action suit against the substitute delegates to the Democratic National Convention. Attorneys for the voters charged that the constitutional rights of their clients were violated when the challengers took the seats of the duly elected delegates. The withdrawal came because of fear of a contempt of court citation from the appeals court in Washington that ordered no further lower court action on behalf of the Daley delegation. The president's order against commuter airlines late this afternoon is already drawing questions. Details from ABC's Warren Dean in Miami Beach.
From San Clemente, President Nixon is ordering new regulations put into effect, saying all passengers and baggage carried on shuttle airliners must be inspected. And that's news in brief. I'm Warren Dean at Democratic Convention Headquarters in Miami Beach for American Contemporary Radio.
Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell. Speaking of sports, the FBI arrested former professional football player Carl Sweetan and another man named Boswell today for allegedly trying to sell a National Football League team's playbook.
Listening better, building better. That's Ford.
Mrs. Billie Jean King beat Yvonne Goolagong 6-3 today to win her fourth Wimbledon tennis title. Some competitor. This is Howard Cosell reporting.
A service of ABC News. WLS weather, fair tonight, partly sunny and pleasant tomorrow, and fair on Sunday. Tonight's low 60, tomorrow's high 80, Sunday's high 83. Chicago temperatures, north 76, south 80. In the loop, 74 degrees at 6 o'clock.
WLS, Chicago.